Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All About Guitar with Jeff Lolo, only on LA Talk Radio.
Amazing instrument. It has developed into an incredible voice in today's music. So many types of guitars, so many styles of playing, all sorts of gear. How does one make their voice be heard as a guitarist? My name is Jeff Floro and welcome to All About Guitar, where we talk tone, we talk technique, we talk gear. Where we discover how we can become better musicians in a world of constantly changing technologies. Where we take a good look at everything guitar. And sometimes not exactly guitar, but just as important. So we can be more successful as a musician in today's music scene. So sit back and relax, and let's explore All About Guitar.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to All About Guitar. We have a great show for you tonight, and it's a very interesting show in the sense that we get a chance to take a look at something that's not out yet. It's my very good friend who's on is calling from Taipei. Bernard Mayo is the president of Savarez Strings. And we talked a few months ago about, he had mentioned that they were coming out with a new string for both guitar and bass. And he sent me some prototypes of the guitar strings and the bass strings. So what I thought we would do is we would go ahead and actually A-B them, compare them to his, the new string compared to their main string that they're selling now, which is called the Hexagonal Explosion. So I have in studio with me Tony Polizzi.
Yay!
Steve Pfister, yay, the amazing Steve Pfister,
hey,
and the infamous Prescott Niles.
Well, that's what they call me in the romantic scene, the Hexagonal Explosion. So thank you for thinking of me when you mentioned this. Right?
And also to Doug Moore, who I could not have done this show without.
Yeah,
he's helped me set all this stuff up, and he's another bass player, too. So,
cool.
Bernard, welcome to the show. It's good to have you back on.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for accepting me on Skype, because it's great for me to participate with you and meet from far my very warm friends.
Yes. And but it's great to get you. I know your schedule is really busy. I really appreciate you coming on and spending the time with us, because this is an interesting it's an interesting opportunity to see how, you know, a company as famous as Savarez Strings, which has been making strings since the 1700s,
wow,
just to let you know,
yep,
before there was bass guitar, before there was electric guitar, and it's interesting to see what you're developing. So what I'd like you to do real quick before we start listening to the strings is explain a little bit what you why you developed this new one. What was the concept behind it? What were you going for? And then also, too, at the same time, is go ahead and put on there, explain the comparison so we can kind of compare the old string to the new string, if that makes sense.
Okay, so shortly we produced for a long time the Black Sun line. These are the old strings, and we wanted to come back to the first place regarding electric strings in general, guitar and bass guitar. So we started with the Explosion wound on a round core. Then we developed the hexagonal core, and of course, offering differences in harmonics and feeling and playability and so on. And these ones are well accepted. Then came the bass string, hexagonal explosion again. And we were told, wow, it's finally someone did something very new in bass string. And this is a story of the hexagonal explosion. Mm-hmm. Then we had before a string produced with alloy of nickel. They were called the Blackson, dedicated to the jazz. And we wanted to keep this line. We update this line, the Blackson, but sales were very slow and no one was very much interested in them. So we decided to work again on that and say there is something to be done. We need, and we tested different material until we found the new one we call prototype. You received some document where it is written alloy C something, but let's call it a new alloy. And we made a test first with our rock guitarist and some jazz. But then they said, okay, it is not the explosion we use for hard rock or gothic or metal. It's different, but interesting strings. Okay, we shall play it for 1 week, but it's not the string we like. Mm-hmm. And 1 week later, they came back to us and say, okay, we tried very deeply into details, and what we discovered is that we can use them for our rock music, not on all guitars, but we shall use explosion, hexagonal on some guitars, and this new one on other guitar, because it offers new possibilities, new music, mm-hmm. sometimes vintage, and it is a musician who push us to develop these new strings, not only for jazz, but for the rock too. So what is the most interesting is the opinion of the guitarists who play. But just take into consideration, they were not enthusiastic at first, but after 1 week playing, testing on different guitars, they say, okay, we keep playing them, we love them, because we can do new things and new music, new color sounds and so on. And this is the story.
That's interesting that the how that developed. But what? How would you describe the string? Is it a warmer sounding string?
It is a warmer. Yeah, that's right. It is a warmer. Is a warmer sound string, different range of harmonics, and you can express. They are sensitive, so even a rock player can express. And they told us we can express something different and something new. So opinion of musician is really essential in this case. And the test you are conducting today interests me so much. I'm very sad not to be present to listen very well and hear the comments. Mm-hmm. But the comments we can get are fundamental, because in some way we are in the field of the results during your transmission.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's first, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Prescott. We'll go to the bass string first. And Prescott, I want to also shout out to my friends at GNL Guitars, David McLaren and Ron Moreno, who were generous enough to let me borrow matched guitars. I mean, they're pretty well, the Doheny's are pretty similar. The basses are identical. So I'm using two GNL L2000 basses with maple necks, and I think that's an ash body, and two Doheny's. And so thank you, David and Ron. I really appreciate it, because I don't think I could have done this. This is a good, accurate example of being able to compare the guitars. So anyway, so I'm going to have Prescott. He has the bass right now with your hexagonal explosion strings on there.
May I ask a question?
Sure, go ahead. Yep.
Thank you, and thanks for the explanation. I've used different round wind strings for quite a while. I haven't really been that fulfilled by all the various brands I've tried. So as you're explaining, your strings probably last longer, I'm sure, and that's probably one of the qualities, correct? Or
yes.
And the harmonics you talk, harmonics. What is it that, I mean, what is it that it brings out more of? I know it, they have a lot of sustain. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what harmonics?
Yes,
there is?
Of course.
Okay.
So, what I heard from them was that they were very happy in terms of saturation and sustain the different sound. They can different sound they can obtain, they can produce the different nuance.
I was going to say that, yeah, nuances, yeah.
Yeah, different from the very traditional rock sound they had. They said that it brings something additional, something different, a little different, but it is in our range of sound we want to have. Because, let's say, it's a little different sound.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, well, let's go ahead and now you have the Hexagonal Explosion, which is available now. That's their main string. So go ahead and just give us a good overview on bass of these strings so we can hear.
You want to give me a kick drum, big boy?
Boom, boom.
No. I don't hear myself yet.
Well, hold on. Let me get you on here.
Now this seems a little. I know there's a.
Go ahead and
it seems kind of boomy.
Go ahead.
Not the strings, but
open up the. Don't attenuate the treble and the bass. Leave everything up full, so we just hear the full string just by itself.
Okay.
Okay. Now he's playing with fingers.
They bend nice.
And snap it so they hear the. So as you can see on the Hexagonal Explosion, they're a pretty bright, aggressive string. It has a nice growl to it, too.
I like it. I can sense it.
And just so you, I don't know if you can see it on the Facebook Live, he's using both a pick and his fingers.
That's kind of nice.
Okay, so
I mean, I'm playing to myself.
I'm gonna have Doug's.
I'm listening.
I'm gonna mute you for a second.
Okay. It sounds real good.
So go ahead and grab the other bass, which has the new prototype on there behind you.
I'll try to keep the settings. I mean, relative to the.
Just leave the basses straight up.
Right. Straight up.
And the reason is, just so you know, I mean, Prescott rides the bass and treble controls to get his sound. But the reason I'm having it straight out is so that we just hear the string as it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so is everything up?
I think we're up here.
Just and the same setting of the toggles?
Action's a little lower.
Is the toggles set the same?
I believe so, correct? So
are the toggles set the same?
I was trying to get them to the same
it's metal.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, this is a new bass. I'm sorry to be a little bit of a...
There you go.
Kind of figuring this junk out.
It's definitely has a warmer character. I don't think it's darker because it's still... Pop it for a minute. Let's see if... Yeah, there is top end in it.
It's a good sound. That's a good sound.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. Round.
Can you get more clarity?
This, I think, will also be a good string for fretless. It has that sound, like almost like an acoustic. Do you agree, Bernard?
Oh, yes, that's right. Absolutely right. I heard that, too.
Yeah.
For the fretless, it will be very useful for mine.
Now, do me a favor. Do a walk, a bass walk.
What's that?
You can hear it. These strings really shine on that.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I hit pretty hard.
Do some harmonics. So there's plenty of... there's top end, but it has a more mid-range push to it. Now, Bernard, I want to ask you.
Nice. That sounds really good.
In general, both of these strings use the hexagonal, the way you bind them, you wrap them around the hexagonal core.
Exactly.
What's the advantage of that? Why the hexagonal core? What's the advantage of that?
The hexagonal core plays on the rigidity of the stiffness of the string, so it gives the feeling there when you play the pliability of the string, and the winding metal around the string is very well fixed on it. And for the bass, mm-hmm. we do not offer the round wound. We offer the round wound only for the six-string guitar, not the bass.
Okay,
the
okay,
bass, because we. We prefer to be sure of the fact that string will last very long and everything is fixed and we control elasticity mm-hmm. and stiffness, rigidity very well. Mm-hmm. And the harmonics are different. So with this material, hexagonal is only one acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Well, it feels good. Again, I wish I was playing with a speaker and an amp where I can get the feel. However, I like the flexibility, and I like to bend too, and you know, yeah. it's good. I play hard as well. I use a thumb pick, and that's what you're hearing a lot of percussion.
Yeah, he has a very aggressive technique. I mean, you dig in on that bass, but it growls nice.
I like that
on either one. I mean, both strings work. That you can hear definitely. It's a brighter string. The older set is brighter. Go ahead, Bernard. I'm sorry.
Because in fact, the difference between explosion. And this new is that the explosion is produced with a nickel-plated wire, mm-hmm. when this two strings prototype is built with alloy of different metal,
okay.
and a very new one with a different mix of alloy. And in fact, this string designed for jazz is very well accepted and loved for rock. And what you told me now is confirmed 100%. What we heard, and you cannot imagine how important it is for me.
Two.
Are you there? Bernard?
Yeah, I'm there. That's it. For me,
you stopped. I thought I lost you. But
what's important to you? You were finishing your sentence,
yes.
which I appreciate.
Yeah.
No,
your commands are very important to us, are very essential. Essential.
Oh, so you're saying what's okay. important is hearing the feedback. I think that's what he was saying, right?
Well, I think you were saying the way I play, it kind of suits the kind of string it is, correct?
Correct.
Because I do a lot of palm muting and different things, and I also can stick a mute at the bottom, one of those foam ones, too, if I need to make it punchier. Mm-hmm. But now I ask you about stainless steel, because I played stainless steel. These aren't, you don't make stainless steel. I didn't like them as much as nickel. So I guess that's why,
yeah.
right?
Well, it's interesting. Go ahead, Bernard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's produced with stainless string. No, it's an alloy. And, The result is what you are telling. We tested many different ones, and we stopped on this one. And when we got the kind of comments, I heard that. Just now, and if I understood very well, when you play, you are not disappointed. You play a strength with different characteristics, but you feel comfortable with it.
Well, yeah, because they're even, they're balanced, and a lot of the strings I play
yeah.
are not. So thank you.
For that. No, but we work very much because we are used for that on guitar strings, violin strings, and we work on electric strings in the same way with the same requirements and. Exigence of quality and playability. So flexibility is one of them for you, and the response, not too much, just what you need. And it should respond fast, snap, and anything you do. So we work like we were for cello string or violin string yes. and that, and maybe this is the reason why, because we went until the end of everything.
So. It's interesting that that this is a softer sound than the nickel, because usually nickel is considered a softer sound, but your nickel
yeah.
are pretty bright. I mean, I don't know.
Yep.
I know you, Prescott. You play stainless steel, but those sound as bright
as...
No,
they sound fine. And also, too, a lot of times when I play back on the bridge instead of playing in here. I play back here. And sometimes, you know, you get much punchier sound because the closer, the farther away, it tightens the string, and I like that.
Yeah. So. No, this prototype has a little bit of a it's more mid, and like for in session work, for example, if you're playing, it's not as aggressive as the hexagonal. So if you're really rocking out, the explosion might be better. But this for like in general for like a lot of pop stuff, ballads, it's a nice sounding string, and it's real clear. Now he's playing with his fingers right there. And you can hear the articulation of the strings.
Yeah.
So you're getting enough timbre, the timbre of the string. The overtones are nice. It's pleasing to the ear. It's a nice sound.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
I mean, I don't think that... I think it's very usable in a rock situation.
Very.
Because not every bass player is... he's using that aggressive, bright sound. He's not always using that, and this is really nice. I think your Philip that plays with you, Steve, he would love these.
I think you can get pretty much any sound out of them. We haven't rolled any tone off. We haven't done anything to do that.
Sustain's really good, too.
And they really sound very true.
It's really good sustain, too. Normally, you use a lot of compression. A compression pedal to get sustain, but these have pretty good sustain.
Yeah, but here, listen to those tenths.
They're still ringing.
You're just getting... And that's the prototype. We're playing the prototype right now. I think you got a winner here, Bernard. These are great strings.
I'm taking it home, huh?
Thank you. You make me happy this morning in Taiwan.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Now, let's go head over to the guitars, and let's try the guitars. I have both Tony and Steve, so we'll start with Steve, and he's playing the Hexagonal Explosion. These are the standard, the strings that you have out now. So I'm going to have Steve play some clean, some dirty, and just try chords, notes. On this string, you can hear it's pretty, it gets a good glassy sound. It's got a lot of...
You're at the top end.
I can hear the clean tone through the overdrive.
So I'll turn the volume down a little bit on the guitar.
Even if you would mic it, you'd mic the amp and you'd mic a close mic in a studio situation, you'd get a good sound out of it like that.
Close the attack.
They're very responsive. Give me some harmonics out of that puppy. Squeal a little bit.
They're very bright.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of harmonics on that. So, okay, so that's the... Go ahead and switch guitars. And try the... Now we're going to try the prototype ones. And so you can see, those are great, again, like the bass strings, very aggressive. And, you know...
So you want him to go through the same amp.
Same amp, okay. Exactly the same thing. Okay, so then what I'll do is, Tony has a cleaner amp, and I'm going to have them do the two guitars on the clean one so you can hear. But I want to try to show it in a working context. Okay, so here's the prototype. Different color strings too.
I think the other guitar is hotter. I think those pickups are hotter in that guitar too.
It shouldn't be. It should be exactly the same. Go ahead. Roll it down and give me your glassy sound. It's definitely a warmer string.
Yeah, it's warmer.
But you know what's interesting is it's bluesier. It gets like a blues, to me, a bluesier sound. But Sarah, it's still got the top end.
But what are those strings made compared to the other ones? So the prototype versus the
hexagonal. Well, if I'm correct, Bernard, the explosion, the hexagonal explosion on the guitar is still Nico wrapped around the tin plate hexagon?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so it's the same. It's the same type of material. Then this is an alloy.
Okay.
But you know what's interesting is you can hear it's more dramatic.
The explosion for a six-string guitar, the wire is nickel-plated. When on this prototype, we use the same alloy that we use for the bass. So we have the same difference a little with warm sound, but interesting rock sound anyway. It is a different universe
right.
in some way. I feel myself. Yeah. But I'm not a musician.
Well, you have to. I don't know how it's coming over Skype, but there is a definite difference. But it's a nice full sound. I mean, it's a nice. Okay, now, Steve, go ahead and crank it up. Let's see what it does.
It seems the notes are cleaner. There are a lot of articulation.
It's got more mids.
Right.
It's meatier. Right. You know what I mean? It's more. It's got more meat to it. Girth.
You might want that on a recording, right there, like that, and like the other ones.
Here's a.
It's clean. You're getting harmonic. The timbre is nice.
Yeah. They seem cleaner, though. I mean, they're very articulate, which is really nice.
That's a nice sound.
Different sound.
Yeah, no, and it works in both. These strings can easily work in any context, but I like that. It's a nice, it's clean, but it still has like to me a bluesy sound.
Yes,
I think but it's clean, but rich. The sound remains rich and crispy, so it attracts very much. It's it takes you off. Yes,
if you're doing Django Reinhardt, it would probably be cool.
Well, okay. No, but I mean it's hard to explain it. It does have a little more mid-range content, but it's still clean. It's
in
not muddy. It's not, you know, like dead. It's not dead. It's alive. The string is very much alive. Okay, let's go ahead and I'm going to have Tony play. Now he's using a A Fishman amp?
Yeah, Fishman loud box. And so we're going through the preamp.
Yeah, so it's really everything is going direct except Steve has his little Vox here to, so we could dirty it up. But this is now clean, and go ahead. This is the hexagonal explosion. Hexagonal explosion works really well. Give me a glassy sound, Tony. Both pickups.
Nice.
That's really rich. That's a great string, Bernard. That's great. Say that again. I'm sorry.
You're a great musician.
Oh, yeah, no, they're great players. Okay, now we're going to try the prototype strings on the on his amp. So the same type of thing, and go through the two pickups and then the dual.
Which one do you want first, the beer?
Yeah, the way you did the jazz, like your jazz sound. Interesting, and you guys too, chime in here and tell me if you hear the same thing. I noticed on this set, I mean, it's a warmer sound. It has a little more mids.
Yeah.
But I noticed when you played with the treble pickup, that more aggressive, it sounded meatier, much more solid. It actually worked with that more. It again, similar to what you were doing, Steve, when you were playing distorted, it's got a meatier girth to it. It's like, you know,
it was reacting differently than the right, prototype was acting differently on.
But
the
it stacks. Wasn't too yeah. It wasn't too strident on the top end, but it was solid and it was bright and it was cutting through.
It almost sounds to me like it's compressed, like it has a limiter on it.
Yeah,
because it's not as big, it doesn't bloom as much. It's almost more focused.
Yeah,
and it sounds more compressed.
Yeah,
even when you hit it hard, they don't bloom as much, so that's probably the characteristic.
Go ahead, snap.
See? Those project more.
I know we're coming with different amps, but
Well, they're both pretty responsive, but I think that mid-range boost that the Alloy gives is definitely, it has its advantages. It does work.
Yeah, it does.
Now, let me go around, Bernard. I'm going to have them all comment. Okay, I'll start with Tony, since he just finished playing them. Give me your impressions. What do you see of the two sets of strings? And then, as a studio musician, where do you see the application?
Well, first, Bernard, thank you for the service of Savarez, because I used the strings in college on my classical guitar recitals. The 520 high tension strings. I just want to let you know that. So when he told me, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I said I have to thank you so much. Not the opposite. We do our best for you.
No, but when he was telling me about this podcast, I was excited. But getting back to these Alloys, we saw the different colors of the guitar strings, and I hadn't played the electric strings before, but. Yeah, we're having on the flagship strings. Yeah, we're getting the more bright out front, and we have the more focused mid-range strings. So I think it's right. Just it depends on the recording you're making. Depends on the way that you're attacking the strings. I think the prototype is going to have a nice place in the line. That's how I see it right now.
Wow, thank you. That's what we heard from our musicians too, that there is something to do with them. They bring something new and this new possibilities, but you have to find how to use them as the best for you.
Yeah, I think it's the different guitars you're using, and then that string will go with that particular guitar, and then you will make that great performance with the strings. Like, even like with when Steve was playing the first guitar, having a mic on that actual just close to the electric guitar and making a recording with that plus the amp, and you could do that too with the prototype too as well.
Well, the prototype to me would sound pretty great on a Telecaster, which is usually overly bright. That would sound pretty darn good.
But right now, Steve, play the hexagonal explosions. Turn the amp off and get close to the mic. And let's mic it. Let's do what he was suggesting.
All right.
In combination with the amp.
Yeah, no, I understand, but you can hear.
But to give you a little bit of.
I mean, part of it is that guitar. It's a live guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, that it's really responsive and it sustains. It's ringing.
Yeah.
And all of it's clear. There you go.
And you can really hit them, just like Prescott was really smacking them, and they're not budging out of tune at all. So,
that's right.
You know? I mean,
that's the big thing. A lot of strings, when you hit them, they jump sharp, and they go flat
sharp.
Quickly. Those sound pretty darn good.
Absolutely. Here we're hitting them really hard. I noticed that a lot. You're getting sharpness by, you know, I use kind of a heavy pick.
And Bernard, these are aggressive players. They know. Dig in. They
We're just, men.
But maybe too much sometimes.
Yeah. But, okay, then Steve, give us your impression.
Oh, I definitely agree. I think the prototype strings really sound good on a Fendery, kind of like a Telecaster or a Strat, to really that glassy thing. I think it really brought that out a lot. And whereas the electric B-strings, these are the flagship model, right? The harmonics are all nice.
So, yeah, the characteristic is totally different.
It's kind of like Stevie Ray Vaughan in the way where he plays through a Dumble. Right?
That was the feel I got from those strings.
Oh, okay,
It was totally the opposite. I thought they really had more... they didn't quite have... But these take the snap. And those had more top end. they would really articulate.
That's why we take them both.
There's never just one guitar. You always have to have a few.
We have to have a couple.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Interesting, though, that to fit the string with the type of guitar, we're all used to just, you know, having our favorite brand, and we use it, and we make the guitar. This is like another element, another layer.
Yeah.
You can add to... there was really a difference there with the prototype.
Well, it is. Both sets of strings, Bernard, I'm really impressed with, like you were
very
saying,
different.
The responsiveness.
I never thought about
that. It takes the dynamics. It plays the dynamics that you're doing. If you dig
in,
you play light, it's there.
And
you know what I mean?
And they don't go... They're made well, so you don't get that out-of-tune sound. How you hit it, which is, to me...
Right.
A lot of strings I play, I play guitar too, and, you know, you can tell, you meter it, and you can see right away.
Yeah.
They don't hold. So
that's
a really good point.
Well, let's go to Prescott now. Give your impressions of the two sets.
Of the guitar strings?
Either or.
Well, I just think the vintage ones, you know, you can get... especially with a real high treble guitar, like some tellies are so bright they kill you. Those would be warm them up, I think, and focus them more. These are just, again, you can, for rhythm guitar, like if you're doing towns and stuff, I think they'd be incredible.
Absolutely.
Now let me throw this out to all you guys.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
You know what I mean? The like.
Getting ready.
Everybody's getting ready. Now, these guitars that I have from G&L are single coil. Now, let me throw this out to you guys. What would you think would work for humbuckers? What would you prefer listening to these strings? Start with Tony.
He's getting a great sound out of these flagship models with the humbucker sound. I like it. But like I said, it's what you want. If you want...
You think that the hexagonal explosion would be better for humbuckers?
I mean, this is my first opinion. I'm hearing it.
That's fine.
But I'm hearing that through the Marshall amp, and I guess I would have to hear it again through the acoustic amp.
Right, maybe it like that. I definitely think humbucking pickups, these strings,
the hexagonal explosion. More top.
Can you say that three times fast?
No.
Hexagonal explosion.
I
can't do it. This just sounds really great, I think, with humbuckers, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
What do you think?
I agree. I was thinking that exactly.
Okay. So most guys, what you're getting here, Bernard, is using like a Gibson type of guitar, they would probably side more for the hexagonal explosion.
Explosion of the Gibson, that's right.
But if you have coil splitters... Unless Paul, like I do, I'm sure you guys do, then you can get the best of both worlds.
Well, let me ask Tony, because I know he uses an arch top. What do you think? What would you use on the arch top?
I think I would use these, the prototypes, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. They're more focused, they're more mid-range. Yeah, I mean, the way I was playing with it, I just felt like... I could hear every note. They're smooth to play. More focused as far as that particular kind of music.
It's more like gut.
Bernard, let your people guts know that these are the most balanced strings I think I've heard in a while. They really just... It's perfect from low end to... And this is the set I'm using is the 10 to 46 set is what they gave me for the prototype. So it's really balanced. Go ahead, Bernard.
Yes. You must be happy telling that because we work a lot on the balance. Mm-hmm. You know, this was a requirement of the musician. They said we have some problem with balance. You could have a very homogeneous strings or the position of the guitar. So you were right to tell that. I'm happy because in some way you just tell me we have been successful. that is something we wanted to bring out of for work for you.
Do we have these in 11s too? The prototypes, or are they only in 10 through 46 at this point?
No. We have exactly all the same gauges.
Okay.
We offer for the hexagonal explosion. So. All gauges are already available now.
Oh, okay.
Because after the work you did, the incredible music you did today, I'm more convinced that the training is achieved and we have to start very, very fast. So we have several names. So we just have to choose a name. And now we are convinced we have no more to work on them to make some changes. But of course, we shall offer the full range of tensions, of gauges.
Yeah, so it'll be available on every...
It's absolutely necessary. There is no way.
Yeah. Bernard, when are you planning to release these where people can get them?
So we have some name. If we decide very soon in September, then we need the packaging. Then it's something like 3 months.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're looking at November, December. Perfect for Christmas gifts.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
First informed and receiving the final product that will be presented on the market.
Mm. So those will be, and they'll obviously be showing these. They'll be featured at the NAMM, January NAMM.
Nice.
Now, I'll throw out to any of you guys. You guys have any other questions? We're almost out of time, and I'm going to let them play us out. So any questions you have for Bernard?
No, but in the future, maybe you can make a set for an 8-string bass, because I play an 8-string bass, too. How's that for an interesting quest?
So we already have the 5th string set. I think we sent some to you. And we are working on more strings because we have more and more demand for treble strings and maybe 7th strings.
So wonderful. Well, the 8-string would just be doubling the octave, so you probably can combine sets anyway. Yeah.
Will you be able to buy single strings? Can you buy single strings? So you can actually make
that'd be
a set,
wonderful.
Make a set.
We present all our sets with single string. Well, we make single string available anyway. So then it's a question of distribution.
Wonderful.
But all our sets are offered available individually. Each string can be bought individually.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So they'll just have to make the Prescott Niles 8-string.
Yeah, please. Because the companies that do aren't too good. I do play it on occasion. It's a unique sound.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't. John Paul Jones uses an 8-string too sometimes.
Yeah.
Which is.
But also too the 6-string bass. A6 type of, which is more like a guitar an octave below.
Like a baritone.
That's popular now. That's becoming more and more popular. So that would be one that you'd want to. Anyway. We're already out of time, Bernard.
Oh, wow.
I told you it would go by fast, but I'm going to let them play out. But first, I want to mention real quick, www.savarez.com. Check out the site. Right now, they have the hexagonal explosion, but there's more detail on how they make the string and what it's about. For Prescott, if you want to hear more about what Prescott's up to, www.thenac.com. And Prescott, real quick, where are you playing? Anything coming up?
Well, I just came back from Denver, and I came right to your show.
Yes.
I am touring 80s festivals with Dale Bozzio, Missing Persons, and various projects. Do a lot of studio stuff and more instrumental cues lately. But I like playing with different, Mickey Free. I do a lot of blues stuff with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, it's hard to say, but I'm out there.
Okay. So, and then also, too, Prescott, check out his Facebook page because he posts regularly where he's playing. Steve, what's going on with you?
Just the Steve Pfister Band. We're playing at Alva's, which you are going to MC.
All right.
I'm gonna send a car for you. Of course,
send a car.
I'll be driving it.
Yes.
But that's September 29th.
September
We're gonna do
29th.
That. Meanwhile, I'm on the road doing various other things, and just www.stevepfister.com, and come by and say hello.
Yes, and we'll send me the information and the flyer.
Absolutely.
And I'll post it on All About Guitar. If you're in the San Pedro area, this is a cool venue. It's a nice, intimate venue, but it's a good size.
A lot of fun.
And his band is great, so I can't say any more. Tony, what's going on with you?
I just found out I'm doing a clinic at MI with Donald Barrett and Anthony Crawford this Wednesday.
All right.
Nice. Very cool.
So it's a 12 to 2. He's going to do all. We're going to play a bunch of different styles and stuff. Still playing with Robbie Dupree. Still playing with David Garfield here in town. Working on my stuff. That's what I'm doing.
And he's at TonyPGuitar.com, www.TonyPGuitar, and also www.SteveFister.com. And if you haven't gotten it, get his newest album.
The Authorized Bootleg. Come on.
That's a great one. But also, too, bug him to get out Live Bullets. That's still my favorite of his. When he recorded live in Switzerland.
We're going to do that, Jeff.
Yes.
We're going to do it for sure.
Yes. So it's a great album. If you want to hear Tone, it's awesome.
Okay, turn me up. Let's do a 1-4-5. I'll start it like a jazz kind of.
Okay, Bernard, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bernard.
Stay on the line. I'll talk to you after it's over. And everybody have a great week, and we'll see you next week, and let's go.
Merry Christmas. Can I get some level on this, please? Drive safe. No, one more.
Yes.
Let me see.
I really thank you for great music and incredible professional comments. I'm very much impressed. Bravo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So much.
Don't hang up. I'll talk to you after the show.
Thank you for the versatility of the strings.
Yes.
On all the instruments that you make the strings for. Thank you.
Okay. Everybody, take care. We'll see you next week.
these days.